South Korea and the United States have launched their largest ever joint air exercise to beef up their combined strategic capability amid the escalating tensions over the peninsula. The Max Thunder exercise, which will last from April 11th to 25th over the entire airspace of South Korea, involves 103 aircraft and 1,400 service personnel, according to the South Korean Air Force. The air exercise, which is held twice a year through realistic trainings to simulate air battles between the two sides, is the largest one of its kind in numerical terms. An official from South Korea's Air Force Command says the joint drill was to enhance the Army's readiness amid the rising tensions over the peninsula. The United States has informed Iran that it will not issue a visa to Hamid Abutalibi, Tehran's newly appointed ambassador to the United Nations. Lawmakers sponsoring the bill say that Abutalibi should be banned from entry into the United States because he was a member of a militant group that held 52 Americans hostage when he seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979. Iran's foreign ministry has slammed the U.S. stance on the new ambassador as unacceptable.